Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 22nd, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by your fearless guide to the celestial bodies, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for March 22nd to March 29th and beyond? On Monday, March 23rd, Mars enters Aries. This is one of the signs that Mars owns. A planet is happy in its own sign. It's like a person operating from their own home. So, we can expect that for the next 6 weeks, Mars will be manifesting its qualities to full capacity. Mars is the planet of energy. Mars is the planet of action. Mars gets things going. So, this transit is an excellent time to start a new project. Mars is also impatient for results. Therefore, it is better if the project is something that can be accomplished quickly. Note, too, that Venus is in Aries along with Mars. The two gender planets together generate passion, excitement, and intensity. The downside is that some of Venus's sensitivity and subtlety is lost to Mars's rapacious need for quick satisfaction. Mars remains in Aries for 6 weeks, until May 3rd, when it will then move on to Taurus. In keeping with established tradition, I will now go through the zodiac and analyze the effects of Mars in its new position for each of the rising signs. Note that transits work effectively from the position of your natal moon as well. So, you can use your natal moon sign in place of the rising sign, and thereby get a fuller picture of the potential possibilities. If you are Aries rising, you get a front row seat to the effects of Mars in its own sign. This is a highly energizing transit. It would be good to have a daily agenda of things to do, stuff to tackle and accomplish every day. Mars in the ascendant also makes you self-centered. You will quickly react towards anybody who contradicts or obstructs you. So, best to stick with people who already agree with you. For Taurus rising people, Mars will be transiting through your 12th house. Having the planet of conflict in the 12th house of the subconscious doesn't sound like a good thing. The result can be a sort of free-floating anxiety. This is the house of hidden actions. Mars is the attack planet. Translation, attack from a hidden enemy. Watch out for someone working behind your back trying to undermine you. Since the 12th is the house of the unknown, and Mars likes new experiences, this could be a good time to go exploring some place you haven't been to before. If you are Gemini rising, Mars will be transiting in your 11th house, the house of goals and ambitions. A Mars transit in this part of the chart is beneficial for setting goals and accomplishing them. Since the 11th house is also friends and associates, and Mars in Aries likes something new, this would be a good time to strike up a new friendship. For Cancer rising people, Mars transiting through your 10th house will affect your career, professional activities, business, status in community, and relationship with superiors. This is a strong energy for making a move in your career or business. But watch out. Mars is a pushy planet, not known for subtlety. Being too forthright with your boss may not get you what you want. Mars will be transiting in the 9th house for Leo charts, the house of beliefs, meritorious deeds, long-distance travel, and higher learning. The action planet in this part of the chart indicates a good time to take a trip or to start a course of study. Mars's aggressive energy will make you feel like proselytizing for converts to your way of thinking. But pushing your beliefs on others can bring opposition. Remember, everyone is experiencing strong Mars energy during this transit. If you are Virgo rising, Mars transits in your 8th house, the house of financial arrangements with others. Proactive Mars in this house indicates that this may be a good time to set up a contract or ask for a loan. But some of the other traits of the 8th house are not so beneficial. This is the house of secrets, clandestine activities, and humiliation. So, be careful that what you do is not underhanded, or you may risk unintended consequences. Libra rising folks will have Mars transiting through their 7th house, the all-important house of relationship and partnership. Generally, the planet of combat is not welcome in the 7th house. But if you use the energy properly, the planet of action can manifest as a project that you do together with your partner. Or Mars can impel you to initiate a new relationship or take the next step with someone that you have been interested in. For Scorpio rising people, the Mars transit affects your 6th house, the house of struggles and difficulties, enemies, employment, and health. Generally, Mars's proactive energy works well in the 6th house for solving problems and defeating your enemies. Mars represents accident, injury, and infection. So careful that you don't move too fast, or you may suffer from the downside of Mars's 6th house transit. The planet of force, in the house of co-workers, is not great for those relationships. But if you need a job, this is the time to get out there and fill out some applications. If you are Sagittarius rising, then Mars will transit through your 5th house, the house of romance, fun and games, creativity, children, and teachers and teachings. Mars's proactive energy in this part of your chart will encourage you to get out and party and meet someone. This is the house of sports. Mars likes physical activity as well as victory. If you have children, Mars encourages physical activities with them as well. The planet of initiation in the house of creativity is good for starting any new art project. Capricorn rising people will have Mars affecting their 4th house, the planet of impatience, argument, and combat. In the house of domesticity, is not such a good thing for harmony on the home front. But you could put Mars's fondness for physical activity to good use by taking care of home chores, doing some home improvement project, cleaning up the yard, planting a new garden, and so on. Mars will be affecting the 3rd house for Aquarius charts. This is considered a good transit position for Mars, since it is the planet of getting things going, and this is the house of personal desires, initiative, use of skills and talents, and everyday action. Thus, for Aquarius people, this transit stimulates you to take on a new project and make some headway in getting your desires met. The 3rd house, also because it indicates everyday activities, with Mars here, it's best to have a daily agenda of things to do. Actions involving siblings and or close relatives are also favorable. And lastly, Pisces rising people will have Mars transiting through their 2nd house, the house of family, speech, and making money. Like with the 7th house or 4th house, this position of Mars is not exactly favorable for intimate family relationships, since Mars is a pushy planet and not inclined to compromise. Mars in the 2nd house of speech indicates assertive speech, which again, may not be appreciated by everybody. Mars in the 2nd house of personal finances encourages action on that front, but be careful of the Mars quality of impulsiveness, which may induce you to spend more than you should. So that's a brief analysis of this Mars in Aries transit for each of the signs. Remember that the idea is to cooperate with the energy pattern. Wherever Mars is transiting in your chart, you need to put that Mars energy to some positive use, or else suffer the downside of Mars: impatience, conflict, argument, and even destruction. Also, this week, Mercury will be changing signs. On Friday, March 27th, Mercury enters Pisces. This is Mercury's sign of debilitation. In other words, the planet of rational thinking is weakened in this sign. The reason Mercury is debilitated in Pisces is because Pisces is a water sign. Water signs are based in the emotions. Therefore, the planet of linear thinking does poorly in this sign. However, Mercury in Pisces is good for non-linear, in other words, intuitive thinking. Mercury will be in Pisces until April 11th. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. Follow me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport, where I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual.